Hey guys, welcome back to Marvel from another point of view. My name is Bono.
And I'm Sam.
And today we're going to be talking about Phase 4 and Spider-Man Far From Home.
Okay, so before we start, we're going to give our reviews of the movie. And I'm going to do a spoiler-filled review because this movie has been out for a while and you guys should have already seen it. But if you haven't, then go watch it. So, Far From Home starts kind of slow to establish the characters, even though they've already been established. But, like most movies, it really makes up for it in the end. Especially in the Mysterio, in the first Mysterio battle, which goes full-on comic book. Which shows many just to establish how big of a bad guy he is. But unlike Thanos, you can't really reason with him. But it also shows some stuff that we haven't really seen in the MCU before. Like, for example, the Spider-Sense. And I thought that that was pretty cool. I also thought the acting was really good, especially because you might think of it as bad acting, but they're really just acting like teenagers. So I thought that was really good, and I think Tom Holland is still the perfect Spider-Man.
Mr. Sam.
First, we're going to talk about the Easter eggs that we spotted in Spider-Man Far From Home. To start us off, these aren't in order, by the way. These are just random ones that we made a list of. So, for starters, we have Crusher Hogan versus Bonesaw. In the scene where Happy confronts Spider-Man about Nick Fury, behind him you can see a poster that says Crusher Hogan and Bonesaw. Crusher Hogan was obviously Happy Hogan, and a little Easter egg. I don't know if this was in the comics, but it might have been. And then Bonesaw, who fought Spider-Man in the original Sam Raimi trilogy. So that's a little Easter egg to that.
Number two. It's pretty distinct. I think we did talk about this in one of our previous podcasts. But on Peter Parker's suitcase, it has the three letters BFP. Those are actually initials of his uncle, Ben.
Benjamin Franklin Parker, who we have not heard or seen anything from in the MCU, so this is our first official nod to him. In third, we have Peter's in-flight movies. So as he is on the plane to Venice and many other countries, some of his in-flight movies include Heart of Iron, the Tony Stark story, Nova special on Einstein-Rosen bridges, which were shown in Thor the Dark World. That was The Devil's Anus, which is presented by Dr. Eric Selvig, who we haven't seen since Thor the Dark World. Then there's also one about the stones, one about the gauntlet, probably talking about the snap. And then there's one about finding Wakanda, which is probably about how they released themselves to the world. Next, we have
Marvel's dimension is Earth 616.
Which we don't know if it is true or a lie, because that was one that came out of Quentin Beck's mouth, who was lying. But we do know that the multiverse is real. There was a possible rumor, not confirmed, that the MCU universe was 199999. Because in the comics, all universes are numbered. Earth 616 was the original comic book universe in the Marvel Comics.
And number six, the next one is that Mysterio is from Earth 8833.
Which is also where
Tom. And it's also a home universe of Spider UK. And it's basically Spider-Man, but instead of the American well-known Spider-Man, it's the British tea-sipping web-slinger.
Yeah. Who we've seen it in the comics. And some leaked toys hinted at him, but we never actually got to see him in the movie. So next we have Dimitri. Now, you must remember Dimitri as he was the mostly silent bus driver, secret shield agent, who drove them around Europe. And lots of people are thinking, is he Chameleon? And possibly so, if they're having a Spider-Man 3 Sinister Six. And it would be cool to see people like the Vulture, who is already in the MCU, along with Scorpion, who we saw in the post-credits for Far From Home. And also new people like Norman Osborn, who apparently Marvel is casting a mysterious benefactor. So that would be interesting if that was actually him, Norman Osborn. So he as the Green Goblin, and some people actually have a theory that Flash Thompson could actually be the kind of Harry Osborn, because they were kind of setting him up for something like that at the end, where they talked about his mother and stuff. So, what if he becomes like one of the villains of Far From Home? And Mysterio is likely not dead. So, we could also give people, and there's also possibility of new characters in the movie, like Dr. Octopus or somebody that we already know to be in the Sinister Six. So that would be cool. For our next Easter egg, we have Peter's new AI, Edith. So if you've seen the movie, you would know that the whole story is Mysterio is trying to take Peter's new AI that Tony Stark has gifted to him, Edith. Even dead, I'm the hero. So, but we've seen these glasses before. In Infinity War, he used them, like the whole movie, along with in Endgame, when he used them to see the elevator in the secret shield base. So, we've seen these glasses before.
And another one is the Telltale license plates.
Most of the Easter eggs in these Spider-Man movies are seen on the license plates of cars, trucks, even boats in the trailer. And those Easter eggs normally include a comic book. Like, maybe in the beginning there was an Easter egg that saw the first issue of Sandman in the comics on Nick Fury's license plate. And then, inevitably, a few seconds later, we saw Sandman. Next up, we have zombies. First of all, we have Iron Man. Now, you must think, yeah, he was just a zombie to scare Peter Parker from in the Mysterio hologram illusion scene. But, and we'll be talking more about this in our next podcast, in the Phase 4 logo for the Marvel What If series that comes out in the summer of 2021, which is going to be animated, you can kind of see some of the stories that's going to be in it. And one of those stories seems to be Zombie Captain America. So could this be setting up one of the episodes of the series? You'll just have to find out. And that's going to do it for our Easter eggs so far.
What is the name of the scroll that impersonates Nick Fury during the entire film?
That is our trivia question for today. Watch till the end for our answer.
Alright, so the first post-credit scene starts with Peter Parker and MJ swinging around. And then he drops her off right in front of the Madison Square Garden, where there is breaking news. So Spider-Man jumps onto a light post to see from a better view. And they're talking about how Mysterio was the best superhero of all time, and Mysterio was confronting Spider-Man for things that he did/did not do. And then he told the world Spider-Man's identity, and he said Spider-Man's real name is Peter is P- Spider-Man's real name is Peter Parker, and everyone was like, ah, and then MJ and Spider-Man look at each other and they're like, oh no, and Spider-Man's like, oh f-.
Okay, so now we're going to talk about the second post-credits from Spider-Man Far From Home. After all the credits start rolling and all the dumb people start leaving the theater, we get a look that kind of parallels the post-credits from Infinity War, a look at Maria Hill and and Nick Fury in the car driving on some road with surprisingly no cars. Out of nowhere, Maria Hill suddenly transforms into her Skrull form, which was Talos' wife in Captain Marvel. Out of the blue, we see the secret that has been hiding in this whole movie. They were both Skrulls. Then Nick Fury turns into a Skrull too, after Talos' wife says that they need to contact him. Him being the real Nick Fury, who is currently in a space station with other Skrulls. Lots of people think that they are currently establishing the comic book secret industry called S.W.O.R.D., which was an alien and human task force from outer space that protects the planets. But you may also notice that his legs are a little bit small. I'm sorry, I have a cold. But that establishes my theory. After previously rewatching Winter Soldier a little bit ago, I noticed that Nick Fury died, air quotes. But later in the movie, he says that he came back alive by using a thing that Bruce Banner developed that makes your heartbeat go one beat per minute. But we didn't really see where he got shot from. So what if he got shot in the legs, paralyzing him? Thus, when getting paralyzed, the Skrulls took him to their secret base to heal him. And from the past few, and from then, Nick Fury has secretly been Talos, feeding information to Talos on how to become Nick Fury. And that's probably why we haven't really seen much of Nick Fury recently in the MCU. And also, in Captain Marvel, now this is just some to back up my theory. In Captain Marvel, Nick Fury establishes that everybody calls him Fury. But when he died in Infinity War, Maria Hill called him Nick 3 times. So, is that really him? Or is that just Nick Fury as a Skrull, Talos? But we also didn't see her, Nick Fury's wife, on the ship. So some people are begging the question, was Maria Hill ever real in the first place? What if the Skrull established his own form to match so that Nick Fury's wife could have a role in all of these movies? So could Maria Hill actually be a real person the whole time? We'll never know. We're probably going to see more about this post-credits in the upcoming Black Widow movie on May 1st next year. And now for our outro. First, we're going to establish our trivia question's answer. The answer to our trivia question before, what is the name of the Skrull that impersonates Nick Fury, which we've already said throughout the podcast if you've been listening?
The Skrull's name was Talos.
Talos, played exclusively by Ben Mendelsohn.
And his first appearance was in Captain Marvel.
If you got that right, give us a like. If you got that wrong, give us a like. So, thanks for joining this episode of Marvel from Another Point of View. I'm Sam.
And I'm Bono.
And we'll see you in our next podcast.
Bye.